Good morning, everyone. Today is the 8th of June, 2023. It's Thursday morning. Well, we've come to the last chapter of this book. God does not love everyone, but He does love His elect from everlasting to everlasting. Now, this is going to be done in two parts because it's a long chapter. I'm going to have Mark read it down through about half of it. I want to have him stop on page, the bottom of page 341. If you want a copy of this book, you can go to LarryWPhillips.com and I'll be happy to send you a copy. You email me and request it. Anyway, I'm going to turn this over to Mark. This is on the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Chapter 37, Revelation of Jesus Christ. Book of Revelation is just that the revelation of Jesus Christ is people, a revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him, showing his servants things which shortly must come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel and his servant John, who bear record of the word of God, testimony of Jesus Christ. All things he saw, blessed is he that readeth, and they that read the words of prophecy and keep those things that are written therein for the time at hand. For Jesus Christ is a faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that saved us and was us from our sins, in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests and God, his Father, and even before him, men forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, every eye shall see him, and they shall, but they also with pierced him, and all come to earth, the whales of his camp. Even so, amen, I am Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, and said, Lord, which was.
Why don't you move your computer over there close to you so that you'll get the mic, okay?
And which is to come, the Almighty John, who also your brother, companion, relation, communication of Jesus Christ, for I always call Patmos, the Word of God, the testimony of Jesus Christ, that was appeared on the Lord's day and heard by me a great voice of the trumpet, saying, I am Alpha, the Omega, the first and last, and what thou seest, write in the book of Revelation 1:3-11. Christ is speaking the different churches' names, your relation, and around all this church he hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give thee of the tree of life, which is the midst of the paradise of God. Then unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which is dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation, poverty. They are rich, and I know the blasphemy of them, that they are Jews, and they are not, for the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast them into the prison. And you try, and you shall have tribulation 10 days, be thou faithful in death. I will give thee a crown of life, even half of the year. Let us hear what the Spirit saith in the churches. He that overcometh shall not be heard the second death. The angel of the church will put in this right. These things saith he which had the sharp sword with two edges, I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, and where Satan's seat is. Thou holdest fast my name, hast not denied my faith in those days, wherein Antipas was a faithful martyr who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them taught. That dot the hold of the doctrine of Balaam, the top Balaam cast his stone lot with the children of Israel. He things sacrifice in idols and commit fornication, so hast thou also done it. Hold the doctrine that layeth into these things I hate. Behold, repent, or else I will come to thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, the stone of new name written. Which no man knoweth save he that receiveth it unto the angel of the church in thy time writing. These things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes up in a flame of fire, his feet like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service of faith, and my patience and works. And the last to be more than the first, notwithstand, I have a few things against thee, because thou suffered them with Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, to eat things sacrificed and idols. Gave her face to repent of her fornication. She repented not. Behold, I will cast her into bed, and the twin was with her in great tribulation. Except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death. All the children shall know that I have keep certain of the rants and hearts. Now we give unto every one of you according to your works, but unto you I say unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, which have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you none of the burden but that which ye have already held fast till I come. He that overcometh from keeping my works unto the end, to him will I give power of the nations, and he rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of potter shall be broken to shivers. Even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith in the church of Revelation 2:7-29. Christ also reveals to us that they are those in the churches that represent themselves to be Jews and are not. I know thy works and tribulation, poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say that of Jews are not. The synagogue of Satan, I know thy works, where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name. Hast done thine my faith, even in those days where Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwell. Behold, I will make them the synagogue of Satan, say that of Jews are not. Do lie, behold, I will make them become worse before thy feet, and know that I love thee. Revelation 22:9-13:39. Today there are many churches that found most so-called churches who are Zionists who claim the thing that makes God's chosen people as they claim to be Jewish. Prophet Paul makes it very clear this is blatantly false. For he is not a Jew, which is one utterly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, the circumcision is that of the heart and the spirit, not in the letter. His praise is not of men, but of God. Romans 2:28-29. The main theme that runs through the book of Revelation is that Christ is the only one that's worthy to be praised. Lauded and honored, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. When those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, live forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him and sit on the throne and worship him. Live forever and ever, and cast your crowns over her throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, by pleasure they were created. I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, on the backside, sealed with seven seals, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof.
Bottom of that page, okay?
Yes. No man in heaven nor earth, neither other deer, was able to open the book and be able to look thereon. I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book and be able to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, where David hath prevailed over the book and loose his seals. Seven seals are up. I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, four beasts. In the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which were seven spirits of God set forth from all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts. And
okay, thank you, Mark.
Tomorrow we'll do part 2 of chapter 37. And that will conclude the reading of this book. And then if I can convince Mark to do it, I'm going to have him continue to finish reading Poems for Edification. We started that, and he didn't. I don't think he likes his dad's poems that well, or he doesn't want to read it, but I'd like for him to finish reading that book. I have to find out where we left off in that book. So we'll probably start that on maybe on Saturday morning of this week. Y'all have a blessed day.